community. You guys okay? We work a lot in the States on indigenous issues, and a lot of it has to do with uranium and then nuclear weapons and uranium mining and everything. And there's a great movement over here against it. And we met this woman who has made all the connections, connected all the dots and stuff, and was a human shield in Iraq during the war, and spent a lot of time in conflict zones, working on peace and trying to sort of bring more solutions to that. So we asked her to come speak, because she's really impressive, and we just thought, I don't know, want people to hear her. Y'all welcome Donna Mulhern.
Good evening, folks. Firstly, I'd like to acknowledge the traditional owners of the land. Always has been, always will be Aboriginal land. Yeah! And also to acknowledge Amy and Lee with their activism. You know, as I've gone to a lot of places around the world, I always carry their music with me. And that's for a very good reason, because often we can become overwhelmed by the problems in the world, or we can become fed up and even depressed about it. But the Indigo Girls remind us what our call is, what our purpose is. They call us to a deeper place, to our own humanity, and call us to be citizens of the world, which leads me to the campaign I want to talk about. I'll start with the bad news and then go to the good news, and that is what we can do about it. But firstly, imagine a place where the cycle of life has stalled, where the very air you breathe is like a poison, where the soil and the water is toxic, where human fertility has stopped. Now, I could be describing the area now around the Fukushima nuclear plant. That was caused by a natural disaster, and that will unfold in the years to come. But what I'm talking about is a place, which is a city where human beings live, a town in the west of Baghdad in Iraq called Fallujah. It used to be a town of about 250,000 people, about the size of Newcastle, where I come from. That Fallujah became the target of particular weapons. Back in 2005, the US forces wanted to punish the city for its insurgency, so they cut off the city, they didn't let anyone in, they didn't let anyone out, and they bombed it using particular weapons. They were conventional weapons, but they were weapons containing uranium, depleted uranium. It's cheap stuff, it comes from, it's basically nuclear waste. But it's very powerful in weapons because of its density, its armor-piercing capabilities, and when you're not going to use it in a tank shell or a bullet, it will penetrate anything. The problem is, uranium and human beings, they don't go together. So as a result of this, the people of Fallujah are living in this place, which is now completely toxic. What we have is a situation where, on any given day in Fallujah City Hospital, let's say today, there would have been 3 or 4 babies born. Out of those 3 or 4, at least one would have been stillborn. Another one would have had such severe deformities, they won't make it to the end of tonight. The other 1 or 2 may survive 2 months, maybe 3, because of such severe deformities, cancers and tumours caused by the use of uranium weapons by our countries, the US, UK, Australia. You see, uranium remains in the air as dust particles for about 500 years. So it leaches into the soil, into the water sources. So this is an environmental and human catastrophe. Now, are we hearing about this on Channel 7 Nightly News, you know, or A Current Affair? Well, we're not hearing about this, but I don't know about you, but I have a problem with my country exporting uranium that's made into weapons that are now destroying the life of these babies. I think it's about time we raise our voices about this, because now we have a whole generation of mothers in this town of Fallujah, a whole generation of women who will never be mothers to healthy children. We have a whole generation of little human beings who will never be born to a healthy life. You know, even as I say those words, it shocks me every time. This was no accident, this was a targeted attack. And now we're living with the consequences. Of course, not just the people affected, but soldiers, veterans. In the US, it's called Gulf War Syndrome. and yet it continues, it's got to stop. Okay, so Australia's involvement, we're right in the thick of this, selling the uranium, participating in the wars, and at United Nations, we're not even voting to support resolutions that might ban these weapons. You know, last year there was a resolution that went to the UN about depleted uranium. It was quite harmless. It just said that countries that have used uranium weapons should declare the areas of which they use them so that the community will know and can work towards decontamination or at least get out of the area. 141 countries voted to support that, as you would. Four countries voted against. They're the users of depleted uranium, the United States, the UK, France, and Israel. Australia abstained from that vote. Now, I don't know about you, but I want to know why. I want to know why Australia did not live up to its human rights responsibilities and put up its hand to say, no, we want to be part of banning these weapons, because in the future we want to have a treaty to have a total ban. First, we want justice for the people of Fallujah and Iraq who are affected by this and other places. We want decontamination, we want assistance for those people, we want more research, and then we want it not to happen again, ever again. We were successful in having a treaty to ban cluster munitions. We achieved that. That's why I think this is totally and utterly achievable within a couple of years to have a total ban on uranium weapons. Okay, so we're out the front, we're launching this campaign this week, the Australian campaign to ban uranium weapons. My friend and I, my colleague, we're heading to Iraq in about 8 weeks to work on this. So we'll be heading there to do research, to gather information, to contribute to this international campaign. We'll try to get into Fallujah and meet these women and these children. We want to give them a voice. I want to give them a face, humanize these people, because they are real people with names like Rehab, Nora, real people with a story. Okay, so the information is out on the table. So there's petitions for you to sign to the Australian government and to the UN. There's flyers that you can pick up with all the information that you need to talk to your family, to talk to your friends, and you can just come and give us a hug as well. So we'd love to see you out the front after the show. Just remember to stay human. Thank you.
Listen, y'all. You're just a good community. We appreciate it. Helps everybody. All right, we're going to do that request that we heard. I can't remember where it was, but somewhere.
Yeah. All right. Someone asked for this. Did you tell them?
Yes.
Okay. Let's stop and settle.